So I also think that's weird.
I take personal offense to this.
That she like finagled her way into the obituary.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy. Travel
down the road back again. Girl, Photo Booth Supply Company is a new sponsor. Can I tell you, I went to two events last month. Both of them had photo booths, and the line for the photo booths, like, it took up the entire space.
Yeah, no matter where you're going, a wedding, a party, or whatever,
yeah.
Whenever I walk in and there's a photo booth, I'm like, oh.
Yes.
Oh.
And so the Photo Booth Supply Company is all about you owning your own photo booth so that you can have your own small business renting it out for these events. It's an incredible idea. I'm totally obsessed.
Yeah, and their top earners make over six figures a year.
Yeah, I got on the call with these guys and they were explaining to me how this works, and it's so simple. It's so easy. We're talking weddings, parties, corporate events. They all need photo booths. You get connected to these people, you rent the booth to them, and then bada boom, bada bing, you're one of their top earners.
Exactly. So you can do it if you want a side hustle or if you want this to be your full-time business. That's also an option.
Now, if you don't know how to start this as a business, guess what? For a limited time, Photo Booth Supply Company will give you their quick start program for free, loaded with all the resources you need to launch your business and make money this season. Look, if you're looking for a side hustle, this could totally be it.
And summer's the busiest season.
Yes, totally.
So I'd get on it.
Yeah. If you're curious how much you can make by running your own photo booth business, check out their free profit calculator at startphotobooth.com/TCO. Just go and check it out.
Yeah. That's startphotobooth.com/TCO.
Startphotobooth.com/TCO. I'm seriously considering doing this.
I think you should.
I'd be really good at this.
It's so fun to have at a party.
I know.
So Matt died on a Monday night. He was buried by Thursday. And Jordan the Sun says, and I quote, "I have an announcement."
Oh, my God.
I don't know how I missed it.
Uh-huh.
But I have started watching Buffy.
Oh, my God. Okay, how's it going?
For the first time ever.
Okay.
It's great. Mike read Salem's Lot, so he's in his vampire era.
Uh-huh.
And we started watching Buffy. I'm like 5 episodes in.
Okay.
How I missed it, I don't know.
Will you keep us posted?
I will let you know. Yes.
Okay.
I've met Willow and Angel. I've been told to text Ashley when I meet Spike.
Okay,
don't know what that means. But I am here.
Yep.
I am with Buffy. And
yep.
We will see what happens together. I'm enjoying this flashback to 1997 vampire realness.
I'm invested. I want to know when you get to the musical episode and the silent episode.
The what? The what?
That's all I know about Buffy. That's all I got.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Okay, great.
We'll do this journey together.
Perfect. Hi, Julia Bezzavalli.
Hey, Patrick Hines.
Bam! Join us over on the Patreon. We say it a lot. We've got over like 500 full ad-free bonus episodes for you to download and binge the second you sign up.
Something like that.
Oh, you also get monthly drag bingo with the amazing Schwa.
Yep.
Ad-free versions of these episodes. We do a tier where we send you stuff in the mail sometimes.
Yeah.
For Pride, we're sending out clack fans.
Like rainbow clack fans.
Yes.
They're good quality,
And
too.
If you join before the end of June at that level, we will send you one of those fans.
Yeah.
Also, I'm doing meetups all over the country all this summer long. So I'm not going to give you the names of all the cities right now. It's in the show notes and it's pinned at the top of the Facebook group. We just asked for you to RSVP. We have over 160 people coming to the meetup in Denver.
Hell yeah.
Denver's number one. I think Raleigh has like 150 people signed up
so
far.
Amazing. And it's like you're like going into a bar and hanging out.
That's it. I'm going to a bar. We're letting you know where we are. It's all about the TCO fam coming together,
hanging
out. You don't
have to like pay to get in or anything.
No cover charge. You just like you start your own tab at the bar if you want to and you order your drinks and that's all. But then we hang out for hours and hours and it's super fun.
Okay, amazing.
I'm so excited.
Fantastic.
Girl, what are we talking about today, girl?
Okay.
I know.
Very serious business.
Yeah.
It's called Gwyneth versus Terry,
yep.
The ski crash trial. It's on HBO Max, or Max, excuse me.
Terry Sanderson was suing actress Gwyneth Paltrow for over $300,000 in damages from a ski collision.
Cognitive issues, physical issues, emotional issues.
He seemed very, very sure that what he was saying was the truth.
She did not cause this accident. Terry Sanderson ran into her.
This was a good example of a he said, she said.
For Paltrow, her reputation, there was a lot at stake here.
There are people who love to hate her.
Terry Sanderson was looking to be famous and was looking to chase a celebrity.
He didn't know who it was.
Who was at fault?
I think it's more likely than not that he hit her.
Essentially, the only two people in this world who know the truth are Gwyneth Paltrow and Terry Sanderson.
I'm here to prove that truth.
I did not cause the accident.
I gotta tell you, like, here's what I'm struggling with.
I'm struggling with every last second of it.
Number one, I have to thank you. You picked this. This documentary is a gift.
We
needed it desperately.
It's an hour long.
It's an hour long.
It's weird because everyone in it is goddamn insufferable.
I know.
So.
I know. The thing about it is that, like, Gwyneth Paltrow is so... at once completely insufferable, and like the looks, like the mugs that she's making to the camera. At one point she walks into the court with a folder trying to cover her face. She's wearing like TJ Maxx outfits.
She's relatable.
I mean, she hates breathing the same air as these people. Absolutely hates it.
These little peons.
But then she gets on the stand, and I'm sorry to say it, she's like eminently relatable.
Well, she's telling the truth.
She's
on your side, it's very easy to get on the stand. But she's
just
a nightmare
so
of a person.
Oh my. And at the
very things are true here. She's also a fucking nightmare.
The judge at the very end, okay, it's like time for everybody to leave. And the lawyer's like, wait, can my client please leave the court first?
Yeah.
Like, he wants Gwyneth to be able to walk out on her own.
Why are we going to the end?
All right, I'll take it.
We got to turn you off and turn you back on again. All right, we start out. Uh-huh. This is so serious. Like, they are taking this so seriously. February 26, 2016, 11:55 a.m. All on-screen text. Gwyneth Paltrow and fellow skier Terry Sanderson collide. Who caused the collision is hotly disputed. And I was like, hotly disputed. That is either my drag name,
yes,
or my trail name, or the name of my first book.
No.
Hotly disputed.
Hotly disputed has to be your drag name. No,
I mean,
trail name. Book.
I would have been all three. Who's stopping me?
All three.
Nobody.
Definitely not Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
But yeah, they say
Terry Sanderson is essentially claiming that Gwyneth Paltrow hit him from behind, causing him lasting brain injuries.
From day one, from 6 years ago, she's saying, somebody hit me. She's never changed her story.
I said, you skied directly into my effing back.
She... and I'm quoting her here, insists that he skied into her fucking back.
Yeah.
I'm quoting Gwyneth Paltrow there.
Right. So Terry is suing Gwyneth for $300,000.
Yes.
Gwyneth is fighting back and countersuing for $1, taking a page from Taylor's book.
Of course.
So in March of 2023, the trial starts in Park City, Utah.
Can I just say, the incident happened February 26, 2016, as you said at the top. It feels like it happened yesterday.
Well, because the trial only happened like a year ago.
A year ago. Started on my birthday, by the way.
Oh, my God.
But also, like,
happy
thank you so much. I remember when this happened, and I feel like I didn't, but I feel like I followed this intimately.
Really?
Not a thing happened in this trial that I didn't know.
Really?
This was my Johnny Depp Amber Heard, apparently.
This is just a walk down memory lane for you.
Gwyneth Paltrow looks so ridiculous.
I mean,
I cannot. The fact that we are talking.
Well, all she eats is like bone broth,
I know,
and stupid and like fake medical. I think the whole thing is ridiculous.
I know. But like the fact that we are talking about Gwyneth Paltrow on our true crime podcast is a gift. And I really owe it. I got to thank you.
Oh, I had nothing to do with it. Natalie put a couple words on a calendar.
Oh,
we didn't make this thing.
I know. But like when we found out last week that we were doing this, I think I screamed.
Well, it was. We were like in the quiet on set. We were doing a lot of like really
kid
gruesome
shit.
Stuff.
I know. Yes, yes.
So I thought, let's have a little bit of fun.
Now, we learn when the trial starts, there's eight jurors that have to decide who skied into who.
That is verbatim on-screen text.
But eight jurors, is that a civil trial thing?
Because
I thought there was 12.
Yeah. No, I think, I don't know why the numbers are different, but
it's
sometimes
funny.
The numbers are different.
The jury that I served on was a civil case, and I don't remember how many jurors were on the jury, because we were dismissed after opening arguments because we were all sobbing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
But we are told determining who is the uphill skier and who is the downhill skier is the $300,000 question.
So we're going to get all the sides of the story. We're going to get video from the trial. We're talking to the lawyers. We're talking to the jurors. To the surprise of no one, Gwyneth did not sit down for an interview
for
this documentary.
Can you imagine?
But we meet a juror, Samantha.
Yes.
At the beginning of 2023, I received an email telling me that I needed to go to jury selection. I was very concerned it was going to be a murder or child abuse case in which I would have had a really challenging time.
No, Sam, you got the complete opposite.
You got the complete... I'm like, girl, this is going to be the most entertaining part of your entire year. Sam also takes this really seriously.
Yeah, she should. She's
on
the jury.
I couldn't agree
more.
But
she, like, wasn't... You know, it's Park City, Utah. She was not expecting Gwyneth Paltrow. She wasn't expecting any of us.
Hang on, Sam. I got some questions, because she says...
Can we call you Sam? I know it's Samantha.
She sounds awesome. I love her. Let's get an interview with her on the Pates.
Okay,
but,
great.
Like, she says, when I was in jury selection, I was told it was Sanderson versus Paltrow, but I didn't really put it together that it was Gwyneth Paltrow. Sam, how?
No, because you're like, oh, weird, Paltrow, same name as that as Gwyneth.
I don't
think... in Park City, Utah.
But when you're in Park City, Utah, and you, like, you're from there, and you know, like, they say it 100 times, everybody who works there is intimately involved in this. Like, they, Sam knew, like, they must have all followed this story when it happened.
But it wasn't a story when it happened.
I mean, it was enough of a story for me to
in
know about it.
In 2016,
yes, that's what I'm saying. I feel like I remember the day the crash happened.
Really?
Yes.
Where the hell was I?
I mean, you don't give a shit about this stuff.
I don't give a shit. Especially about Gwyneth Paltrow.
You definitely
don't
care about it.
No,
she's okay.
She's just promoting dangerous shit. Like, people are dying.
No, I know. I mean, did you see the... She had a Netflix show about Goop
didn't watch the Goop show.
Listen,
are you shocked?
She sent a gay... They're like, we should send somebody down to try ayahuasca. They send the gay intern down to try ayahuasca.
She was
in the jungle of South America.
She was telling people, much like the Twin Flames people, like, I'll cure your headache for $20. Just like pray on it or whatever. I'll cure your cancer. She was having people cure themselves of whatever by letting themselves get stung by bees. Some woman was allergic and died.
Is that right?
Yes. She can't, like, she got sued and, like, can't make medical claims on her stupid fucking website anymore. Oh. Why is Gwyneth Paltrow making medical claims about anything?
I don't know.
You out of touch idiot.
I know, I know.
Have a chip and live. Can you eat something, Gwyneth? I'm worried. Like, you give me a break.
At one point, I had to
broth just isn't gonna do it.
Remind myself that she is not Mira Sorvino. I was looking
How
at her.
How dare you?
I know. Look, girl, I know I'm
How
wrong. I know
dare
I'm the problem.
Unless
I know.
Mira's trash too.
Who knows? Could be.
I have absolutely no idea.
She had an arc on Modern Family, which you didn't watch.
Nope, I'm watching Buffy now. Sorry.
Okay, great. We lost you for
Sorry,
another 2 years.
I'm watching Buffy.
Great.
So Julia Janae is a court reporter for Court TV. And she says something where I'm like, what?
I looked very hard for another celebrity versus civilian trial where you have a case that goes all the way to a jury. And I couldn't find one, not in the last 20 or 30 years.
Ms. Dr. Taylor Allison Swift would like a word.
Oh, right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
she
yeah.
sued, there was a jury, and she won a dollar. Like,
and who
off.
Did she sue?
This asshole who sexually assaulted her.
Oh, right.
So fuck off.
Right, okay. Or who are you? Okay, you're not mad at Julia. We like Julia.
No, Julia's fine, but she's like, I Googled and I couldn't find anything. And I'm like, Ms. Swift would like a word. I'm sorry, doctor.
The thing that Julia says that I just thought was funny was when she said that she couldn't find another celebrity versus civilian case. I was like, Gwyneth Paltrow's just a civilian. She's just a person.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like in the eyes of the court, she's just, they're all,
yeah,
everyone here
cares.
Is a civilian.
No one cares about your feelings.
No.
And they don't care about who
Nobody
you are.
Cares about Shakespeare and love, not even me.
No, I don't either. But I mean, I
love Shakespeare and love, but not in this moment.
Oh, yeah. But I hear what Julia was saying. Like, a rich and powerful person. She has a ton of money. This guy doesn't.
Yes.
Like, I get it.
Correct. But I was like, it really, really, for some reason to me, it was important to, like, say out loud, she's just a person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could have been talking to myself, but, like, she's just a person, you know?
No, I get it.
Yeah.
She's
I know you more than anyone. I know you get it.
So March 21st, 2023. Happy birthday.
I was just gonna
the
say,
trial begins.
So I'm trying to think of what I did for my birthday last year. I don't remember. Where was I when the court case began?
Check your calendar.
Oh, you think I put it in the calendar?
All right. Forgot who I was talking to.
Should I look it up on the spreadsheet, do you think? Or it's as though we're meeting for the first time today.
This is weird. I'm watching Buffy. So we meet Bob Sykes, who is Terry's lawyer.
Yes.
And there are these, like, you know, the opening statements. There are three major issues here. Like, who hit whom? Did it cause damages? What are the damages? Here's the thing you have to know, dear listener.
Yeah.
Probably the single most important fact in determining who was at fault here is to determine who was uphill from the other person.
Under Utah law, if you are uphill, you have the duty to avoid the downhill skier.
Whoever was behind is at fault.
Now, I want to say, as ridiculous as this is, and as much as we're laughing, Terry does have brain damage. Like, he does have a brain injury. So
does
whether...
he?
I mean, there are doctors who say that he does.
And then there are doctors who say that he doesn't.
Yeah, but his doctor says that he does.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I'm just saying, whether that came from this fall or not, like, his traumatic brain injury is a real thing.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, I'm just pointing, I don't want anyone to think that I'm not, like, that's not in my mind when
I'm laughing
at, like, Gwyneth walking in holding up a folder.
No, of course, injuries are a serious thing.
Yeah.
It's just we get to this thing where it's like, my expert says one thing, another expert says another, and it's like, here
his
we are
doctor
again.
Does say one thing in the end that that kind of made me go, Okay. But we'll get there.
Okay.
But like, don't stop laughing or making fun of Gwyneth, please.
Okay, great. Okay. So Terry Austin is a legal analyst who says, under Utah law, if you're uphill, quote, you have the duty to avoid the downhill skier. Is that not universal? I'm not a skier.
No, because Julia makes the example, like, if you're in a car accident, if you hit the person in front of you, even if that person, like, dead stopped, you're still at fault for being too close behind them.
Right.
Like, you're supposed to be, like, a car length behind for every 10 miles an hour you're going or something.
What?
Can you imagine, like, if that were actually done in practice, like, we wouldn't get anywhere.
Yeah, but yeah, that's hard, though, if someone stops short.
Yes.
But I think on a ski slope, it's a little different than, like, bumper-to-bumper traffic.
I agree. Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So Act 1,
yeah.
Their words,
yeah,
Act 1 is Terry's story.
Yes.
So now, this incident happened in 2016. In 2019, Terry does a press conference announcing that he's suing Gwyneth Paltrow. And I'm like, oh, okay, so this guy wants attention. I got it.
Yes.
I gotcha.
He wants attention and he wants money for sure. But also, can we talk about the mechanics of this press conference?
Yeah.
It is in an office.
Yeah, his lawyer's office.
Yeah, but there's like maybe one or two reporters there.
Yeah.
They put Terry at the table with the microphones, but not in front of the microphones.
No, no, no.
He's like 5 feet away from the microphone. He hasn't even been introduced. They're like, so are you Terry? And he's like, yeah, I'm Terry. And he's like,
oh, you don't know who I am just yet.
Not yet.
Soon I'll be known as the guy who sued Gwyneth Paltrow and won, according to Terry.
I was going to say.
No.
But he says, this is very bizarre. And I wrote, tell me about it, girl.
So what he says is,
the accident happened in February 2016, and it took Terry Sanderson 3 years to file the lawsuit. He claimed it was because he couldn't come to an agreement with Paltrow's lawyers.
He also says that, like, Gwyneth had my number for 3 years and didn't call to check on me.
Girl,
that is, like, not how this works.
No.
But also, maybe if it did work like that, we wouldn't be in some of the, like, maybe if. Now, can we give it away and say that, like, Gwyneth didn't do this?
She didn't do this, and he very much did and wanted to be famous from the minute after he hit her.
Yes.
So all of this talk of, like, I was waiting by the phone for 3 years. You know, she never called me to check in and say, how are you? She didn't do that because you hit her.
Yeah. That's
like,
true.
Like, of course she didn't call you.
Before we got to that point, I was kind of like, I don't know, maybe if she had just called him. Like, I mean,
I'm sorry. I don't make me defend her. But like,
do you think Gwyneth Paltrow knows how to use a cell phone?
Probably not.
No. Somebody just puts it up to her head.
No, she doesn't touch that.
She's constantly
in detox. And I'm like, girl, from what? You don't consume anything.
I know.
Also, we have organs that do it for us. They flush it all out. They're called our kidneys.
It's fine.
We don't have to just eat bone broth and sadness all day long. Like, that's her life every day.
I know.
Like, I just don't understand.
Except for that sometimes she goes skiing.
Sometimes she goes skiing, exactly. And this is what happens, so. So, Terry.
Not that I have abs, but they already hurt from laughing.
Oh my God.
Like, this is, when I started watching this over the weekend, I texted you, I'm like, this feels like it should be a musical.
Yeah.
It feels like it's not real. It feels like a fake documentary. Dear listener, before we move on from that hilarious joke, this is going to feel like a seamless transition, but should we tell them that we're really like 6 days in the future?
Sure.
What happened, girl?
Well, we got the alert that Trump was found guilty of all 34 counts.
We watched it happen in real time in the booth.
Mike was texting me like, there's a verdict. And I got the alert as we were recording. And so we kind of stopped everything.
Yeah.
And now we're back.
So it's like 5 days later, we're wearing different outfits.
No, I'm wearing the same shirt. I made a note.
You're such a professional.
My hair looks like shit because it's all like it's whatever, but here, you know what? It's podcast magic. I don't know why we're letting them behind the curtain.
My thing is, I've now watched this documentary 3 times. I just watched it again on 1.7 speed.
Yeah.
And Gwyneth Paltrow still is moving at the same pace.
Oh, you know what I mean? She's the worst.
We learned that Terry, he's just a respectable middle-class guy, everybody. He's a retired optometrist.
Yeah, and 30 years of skiing. He's never been hurt, never been locked down. But, you know, after this, he's never been the same.
I love Julia.
And that's why he's suing.
Julia Jane, the reporter who we love, who's kind of with us throughout, she says, quote,
this little guy who had been run over on a ski slope by this powerful and very wealthy celebrity.
His little guy.
Now, Carlene Davidson is here. She's Terry's ex-partner.
Yes.
You know, they hiked a lot. He was cute and funny. And this whole thing is so over the top serious. Everything was great. He always had a big smile until the accident.
I know.
And then after that, his smile was never the same. And I know that, but like when we learn about stuff, it's like, I have things to say about a smile later.
My thing about Carlene is like, is she in on it or is she really like, is she really truly sad? Because like this accident, whether real or imagined, really did break up their relationship.
I don't think anyone, I mean,
I don't know how many men that age have a head of hair like Terry. You know what I mean?
Does he have good hair? I've
watched this documentary 7 times.
Yes, same. I mean, I showed up to work today too. I just didn't know about his hair.
My question is just like, does she believe what she's saying? That because her whole thing is like, he went to the slopes like himself and he came home a broken man and was never the same.
Yeah, I think she believes it. I think he whined a lot to her for sure. I don't think it's that big of a fucking grift. Like, no one's playing chess here. This is a big game of checkers, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So we'll get into why.
But she's adamant there were major personality changes after the accident. She's also adamant that
mope.
I know
you moping around.
You hate everyone in this documentary.
A little bit.
I know. I get it.
Who's the reporter we love? I like her.
Julia Jane. Yeah. I love her too. Yeah, but she is also saying
he came home and he's described that he had been in a ski accident and somebody had hit him. And I, at the time, he didn't even know. I don't believe he said Gwyneth Paltrow. He didn't know who it was. He just said I had been hit on the hill. You know, he was definitely hurt more than what he was letting on.
He was hit by someone. We'll find out later what the truth about that is. So the judge is allowing cameras in the courtroom.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be streamed.
When we're told this is when we see Gwyneth walking into the courtroom holding a folder up.
Don't look at me.
She's holding a folder up, but looking directly into the documentary camera. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Which is probably just like a news camera.
Totally. It's like, but it's like, Gwyneth, what did you think was going to happen?
I know.
The only reason anyone's covering this trial is because you're here.
And it's going to be streamed when you're on the stand.
I know.
So can we not?
Holding the folder up. It's just ridiculous.
It makes you look more ridiculous. She might as well wear those stupid glasses with the fake mustache and the big nose. Like, Gwen, girl.
Is Gwyneth Paltrow even here?
Gwen.
Who's the mysterious man?
Like, who could that possibly be? So everyone, you know, the regular Joe versus the major A-lister.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but isn't every... whatever. It's just like... It's not like there are movie cameras on set. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like a grainy live stream.
Yes.
So I also think that's weird.
I take personal offense to this.
That she like finagled her way into the obituary.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy. Travel
down the road, back again. Girl, Photo Booth Supply Company is a new sponsor. Can I tell you, I went to 2 events last month. Both of them had photo booths and the line for the photo booths, like it took up the entire space.
Yeah, no matter where you're going, a wedding, a party or whatever.
Yeah.
Whenever I walk in and there's a photo booth, I'm like, oh.
Yes.
Oh.
And so the Photo Booth Supply Company is all about you owning your own photo booth so that you can have your own small business renting it out for these events. It's an incredible idea. I'm totally obsessed.
Yeah, and their top earners make over 6 figures a year.
Yeah, I got on the call with these guys and they were explaining to me how this works and it's so simple. It's so easy. We're talking weddings, parties, corporate events. They all need photo booths. You get connected to these people, you rent the booth to them, and then bada boom, bada bing, you're one of their top earners.
Exactly. So you can do it if you want a side hustle or if you want this to be your full-time business. That's also an option.
Now, if you don't know how to start this as a business, guess what? For a limited time, Photo Booth Supply Company will give you their quick start program for free, loaded with all the resources you need to launch your business and make money this season. Look, if you're looking for a side hustle, this could totally be it.
And summer's the busiest season.
Yes, totally.
So I'd get on it.
Yeah. If you're curious how much you can make by running your own photo booth business, check out their free profit calculator at startphotobooth.com/TCO. Just go and check it out.
Yeah. That's startphotobooth.com/TCO.
Startphotobooth.com/TCO. I'm seriously considering doing this.
I think you should.
I'd be really good at this.
It's so fun to have at a party.
I know.
So Matt died on a Monday night. He was buried by Thursday. And Jordan the Sun says, and I quote,
girl, Quince is back. Look, we know that we love them for the sweaters and the clothing and the bags, but we are talking about the travel essentials made by Quince. High quality. I'm traveling all the time. I am obsessed.
Yeah, high quality, fair prices.
Yeah, totally.
Just want to clarify that.
Like all Quince items, these items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Yeah, and they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. But here's what they have for your travel accessories now.
Don't I know all about it?
You love this one, the expandable carry-on hard shell suitcase.
This I live by. I only travel with this when I'm on the road.
And they have it in a lot of sizes, like 21 inch, whatever
yes,
you need,
yes.
A lot of different colors.
They've also got this washable carry-on luggage cover. You know how all your carry-ons look exactly the same?
Yeah.
Yours now stands out.
Yeah, and you can clean it instead of wiping it down. It's like a washable cover.
Nothing in the world is more filthy than the baggage carousel
at an airport. Disgusting. They also have packing cubes. They have a jewelry case, a toiletry bag. bag. And my favorite, the Revive Nylon Camera Crossbody. Again, you can take it and look cute in your airport fit.
They do everything I love. The sweaters, the bags, the luggage. Oh, my God.
Amazing.
So, fam, for your next trip, treat yourself to luxe upgrades you deserve from Quince.
Go to quince.com/TCO for 365-day returns, plus free shipping on your order.
That's quince.com/TCO to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/TCO.
So March 23rd, 2004, it's trial day 3.
So Bob Sykes is Terry's lawyer, one of the leading brain injury attorneys in Utah, 30 years of experience. And he's saying Terry has brain damage from this collision. There's no video. It's he said, she said. But Bob is like, I promise you it's there.
Yeah.
So trial day 1.
Yeah.
Our first witness is Craig Ramone. He's an eyewitness. Craig says, I saw it all happen.
I hear the scream and then I see this skier just slam into the back, Terry. And she just slammed him. Very hard. Very hard. And he goes face down, and Gwyneth's on the top of him. And they go down like this, and then Gwyneth hits him and then bounces off and slides to the right about 5 or 10 feet.
Gwyneth is completely on top of him, quote, bounces off of him and slides 5 to 10 feet to the side.
Oh.
And when Terry gets up, where am I? Doesn't know his name, doesn't know where he is, clearly is not doing well. Soon after this, Eric Christensen shows up. He's the ski instructor.
No, he's Gwyneth's ski instructor.
Right, specifically in charge of helping Gwyneth and her children, we're told.
This is right, and for quite a price tag, we're going to find out too. $9,000 for a couple days.
Is that right?
We get that towards the end.
Like for skiing?
For skiing, okay. I know. But this is where Terry, the only eyewitness to the entire event.
This is Buddy Craig.
Yeah, just pay attention to what he says here. Because he says that Eric Christensen says to him, hey, Gwyneth Paltrow just took out your buddy.
Right. So, the ski instructor, apparently, according to Craig, is the one who tells these guys that it was famous Gwyneth Paltrow who hit Terry.
His boss, Gwyneth Paltrow, my boss just took out your buddy. Isn't that wild? It cuts to Gwyneth and her attorney. The attorney's like, what did he just say? Put a pin in this. We'll get back to it later.
And I'm like, where is the ski instructor? Where is anyone else? There's one single eyewitness who was also skiing. Like, who is this person?
Yeah.
Whatever. So now Gwen's lawyers, I'm sure she's like a Gwyneth only person, right? She's not Gwen.
What? If you call her Gwen, she has you exiled to another country.
I've already done it like 20 times. So bye, everyone. This is my last.
It is, and it's also Gwyneth.
It's with a Y.
You know what I mean? It's
my
not
muscle
Gwyneth.
Memory hates it. My muscle memory is Gwyneth. Spelling it Gwen as in Stefani.
The thing that about it is that Gwyneth is a beautiful name, but nobody for 100 years can use it. It's gone. Right. Like it's used. It's gone for the next generation.
Or use it and take that power back.
Maybe. But who's going to be Gwyneth first? You know what I mean?
You know what? Who cares? Oh, goop! Wow. So
you
Gwyneth's
hate her so much.
Lawyers are from a medical malpractice company.
So when a patient has an accident in hospital, and it's their job to prove in court that the patient is lying. And so going into the trial, I think people were, inclined to believe that they represent the bad guys.
It's their job to convince everyone that the patient is lying. So they might as well be trying to destroy the Muppets, like the home of the Muppets, so they can drill for oil. And then the Muppets can't put on their like wholesome musical for charity, probably to save the babies and the puppies. That's the level of villain these guys are made out to be. They are the oil tycoons in a Muppet movie.
Given me a weekend, I could not have come up with a better example of what bad guys these guys are.
They're like,
you know what I mean?
That's really how I saw. I was like, they're the oil tycoon from the Muppets, right? And like poor Kermie and Rolf just want to save the musical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. Like, they're just like throwing Muppet babies into the volcano.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because what they say about 1,000 times, like, these guys, if only on paper, are just bad. Like, it's a job that's very hard to justify to a group of people.
Yes.
Because their whole job is to be like, you fucking liar. To patients, to people who are
to
harmed.
Take away the credibility of the person who was like made paralyzed on the operating table.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's their job. But, like, so they're saying that going into the trial, Gwyneth's team was the bad guys. Like, she had to hire the bad guys.
And it's, like, the super rich celebrity and the average Joe. And, like, she had all the money in the world to throw this litigation, and Terry didn't.
You know what, though? That's actually fair.
Sure.
And that does come into play later down the road. It is true that, like, it is true that she has, all the money in the world. Like, he's suing her for $300,000. She's counter-suing for $1.
I know, which is, like, I get it. It's the Taylor statement. And I think it's very powerful, especially when Taylor was, like, sexually assaulted. And there was proof of it and whatever. Yes, that guy's a piece of shit. But so Gwyneth's lawyers are described as vicious.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, case in point, they're making this very personal.
Gwyneth Paltrow's lawyers were absolutely vicious, and they were no more vicious than when it came to Terry's daughters. Essentially, they turned this guy's family story against him.
But the thing is, they're just putting on their case. And, like, at the end of the day, they're right. Because the point is, they're saying they were, quote, vicious to Terry's daughters. Now, one of Terry's daughters is here. And she, her name is Polly, and she's taking the stand. And her point is, she's like, I agree with my dad. My dad was one person his entire life until he went to the ski slopes. He came home and he was a different person. He was rude. He was mean. And he couldn't be around people. And the attorney, Gwyneth's attorney, is saying, right, but your sister Jenny never got along with your dad. She describes him completely differently before the accident. She describes him as the curmudgeonly, mean, nasty old man. So, like, which version is true? And people are saying that that's the attorney pitting the daughters against each other. And I don't know that I agree with that.
Because they're saying, like, so your sister didn't speak to your father for 13 years after high school. Is that true?
Right.
Now, Polly is saying, my sister Jenny has a mental disability. Those are Polly's words. And the lawyer just keeps cutting her off. I have to tell you, agree or disagree, it's a bad look for Gwyneth.
It's a bad look, but at the end of the day, what we, like, we're telling you the end here, but, like, they have the truth on their side.
Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
True.
Like, they're not lying. Like, Gwyneth's team isn't making it up. It's like, this guy, whether, like, no matter what, he didn't change on the slope. He was either good before and good after, or mean before and mean after. Like, these guys have a job to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like,
But the Muppets want to put on a musical to save the orphanage.
I know.
Or whatever they do in the Muppet movie.
No, the orphanage. You're right.
You know?
But I'm just saying, in this instance, they're right.
How dare you?
I know.
You were like Team Oil Tycoon?
I know.
Wow. And, like, usually, like, that's where the human comes in the Muppets.
Uh-huh.
There's, like, the good human who's like, I'll help you guys save the theater.
Totally.
And then there's, like,
it's like Robert De Niro.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Robert De Niro would be great. Or, you know, but
are
but
we
then,
writing a new Muppet
but
movie?
But
is
then
that
you
what's
have
happening?
Then you have your Michael Caine who plays both sides because he's Scrooge. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So Carlene, Terry's ex, is on the stand.
Yeah.
And she is the one to tell us about his, like, really drastic change in activity level.
He became like an old man. He didn't want to do anything anymore. He wasn't just felt like he wasn't capable or just didn't feel good about it. His joy was gone.
The personality changes had to have been something created by something. It was like an overnight kind of thing. So it had to be the accident.
This is where we start to hear things like he felt he wasn't capable.
Uh-huh.
Which is like, well, was he capable or did he just not feel like it? You know, like, certain words really stuck out to me.
Yeah, and she's saying again, like, these changes were overnight. She's like, it had to be the accident.
And it's also like, to me, that sounds like PTSD or depression or something, not necessarily like a physical thing.
Well, but the other thing that's happening here is that it's very possible that he did get really badly hurt, but he caused the accident.
Uh-huh.
It's so, like, both things can be true.
Yeah, no one said, no. Like, not to Terry.
I know.
It's like, Gwyneth or bust.
It's possible.
It's Gwyneth? It's like,
I'm sorry,
as if
but it's
an
Gwyneth.
I.
Yes.
I just want my mouth to understand. It's not Gwyneth. It's
she
Gwyneth.
Also wants your mouth to understand.
I know
it.
She
you
does.
Know what I mean? Like,
I'm not scooping Gwen. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. It's Gwyneth. And, like, but honestly, if she were, like, your friend from college, wouldn't that be a fun name to say all the time?
Sure, like Jennifer Goodwin.
Sure, yes.
You know?
I would be like, I'm definitely inviting Gwyneth to the party.
I feel like if she was a friend from college, Gwyneth would be okay.
You know what you're
saying? Like, she's not going to correct you and be like, it's Gwyneth. And if she did, you know what I mean? But maybe people should be called what they want to be called.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I agree. I know.
I'm not the one on trial here. Gwyneth Paltrow is. Gwyneth Paltrow. Fuck, I can't. Gwyneth.
It's Gwyneth.
Do you have something you could sell me for $1,000, Gwyneth, to make my mouth go to the right shape and goop? Is it going to kill me? Probably. Misinformation. So
now we're going to be in court with Gwyneth. Oh my God.
Can't wait. Sue her for a fucking dollar.
But Terry and Carlene break up.
Yeah.
So that.
They break up. You know, he got real grumpy, and they broke up. And breakups are sad, unless they're not.
Yeah.
So March 23rd, 2023, trial day three.
Yes.
And Dr. Fong is here, and she is testifying.
But she isn't here. She testifies, like, via video, which is so weird.
Which is okay.
Well, I guess so, but why couldn't she be there?
Because she probably doesn't live in Utah.
I guess she had other things to do. But it seemed like it was
She's a clinical neuropsychologist,
Look, and I like Dr. Fong, and she, like I was saying earlier, she says something in the end that really stuck with me.
Okay.
But she is saying,
it was clear to me when I saw Terry's fMRI results that there was a definite abnormality in the way that his brain was firing. The concussion was most likely what caused him to have these ongoing problems.
Mr. Sanderson definitely had a concussion after the accident, which she says resulted in a traumatic brain injury. Now, I'm saying all of that can be true, and yet he caused the accident, right, not Gwyneth.
She's saying he had a concussion. Based on her findings, he had a concussion, and that led him to, quote, these ongoing problems.
But the point is, that's not what is on trial
exactly.
here. What is on trial here is who caused the accident.
Who was uphill?
You know?
It's a $300,000 question. We've heard it 1,000 times. Now, Dr. Fong says in her deposition that she encouraged Terry to get back out into the world and do the things he loved. Now, that included traveling.
Yes.
That is a major, major point, because she says he's got to get back out there. He loved to travel. She encouraged him to travel. She says, I did caution him that he should not travel alone.
Yes.
So
this is the big thing I'm talking about. So this will come back to in the end. But just remember that, like, she encourages him after the accident not to just, like,
sit around and mope.
Because
get back out there.
He describes himself as, like, a 90% self-imposed shut-in situation. And she's like, girl, get back out there.
And that, just remember that.
Just remember that.
And this is, one of those cases where it's like, these are Terry's experts, and then Gwyneth's experts are going to come in and say the total opposite.
Another doctor gets up there and testifies that Terry had broken ribs in the back. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, like, this doesn't seem consistent with what would happen if he had crashed into her.
Right.
But we'll get conflicting testimony on that in just a minute.
So I also think that's weird.
I take personal offense to this.
That she, like, finagled her way into the obituary.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Travel down the road and back again.
Girl, Photo Booth Supply Company is a new sponsor. Can I tell you, I went to two events last month. Both of them had photo booths, and the line for the photo booths, like, it took up the entire space.
Yeah, no matter where you're going, a wedding, a party, or whatever, whenever I walk in and there's a photo booth, I'm like, oh.
Yes.
Oh.
And so the Photo Booth Supply Company is all about you owning your own photo booth so that you can have your own small business renting it out for these events. It's an incredible idea. I'm totally obsessed.
Yeah, and their top earners make over 6 figures a year.
Yeah, I got on the call with these guys, and they were explaining to me how this works, and it's so simple. It's so easy. We're talking weddings, parties, corporate events. They all need photo booths. You get connected to these people, you rent the booth to them, and then bada boom, bada bing, you're one of their top earners.
Exactly. So you can do it if you want a side hustle, or if you want this to be your full-time business. That's also an option.
Now, if you don't know how to start this as a business, guess what? For a limited time, Photo Booth Supply Company will give you their quick start program for free, loaded with all the resources you need to launch your business and make money this season. Look, if you're looking for a side hustle, this could totally be it.
And summer's the busiest season.
Yes, totally.
So I'd get on it.
Yeah. If you're curious how much you can make by running your own photo booth business, check out their free profit calculator at startphotobooth.com/TCO. Just go and check it out.
Yeah. That's startphotobooth.com/TCO.
Startphotobooth.com/TCO. I'm seriously considering doing this.
I think you should.
I'd be really good at this.
It's so fun to have at a party.
I know.
So Matt died on a Monday night. He was buried by Thursday. And Jordan the Sun says, and I quote,
girl, Quince is back. Look, we know that we love them for the sweaters and the clothing and the bags, but we are talking about the travel essentials made by Quince. High quality. I'm traveling all the time. I am obsessed.
Yeah, high quality, fair prices.
Yeah, totally.
Just want to clarify that.
Like all Quince items, these items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Yeah, and they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. But here's what they have for your travel accessories now.
Don't I know all about it?
You love this one, the expandable carry-on hard shell suitcase.
This I live by. I only travel with this when I'm on the road.
And they have it in a lot of sizes, like 21-inch, whatever you need, a lot of different colors.
They've also got this washable carry-on luggage cover. You know how all your carry-ons look exactly the same?
Yeah.
Yours now stands out.
Yeah, and you can clean it instead of wiping it down. It's like a washable cover.
Nothing in the world is more filthy than the baggage carousel at an airport.
Disgusting. They also have packing cubes. They have a jewelry case. case, a toiletry bag, and my favorite, the Revive nylon camera crossbody. Again, you can take it and look cute in your airport fit.
They do everything I love. The sweaters, the bags, the luggage. Oh, my God.
Amazing.
So, fam, for your next trip, treat yourself to luxe upgrades you deserve from Quince.
Go to quince.com/TCO for 365-day returns, plus free shipping on your order.
That's quince.com/TCO to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/TCO. So Terry takes the stand, and again, of course, and he should be on the stand. He's suing her. Like, I want to hear your side of the story, Terry.
This whole thing is so ridiculous.
Now, Terry, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Terry and Gwyneth is wrong here.
Gwyneth.
So Terry's side is trying to show that Gwyneth has a history of being unsafe.
Now, this is good lawyering, but also mean at the same time.
But this video of her, there's a TMZ video of her on a scooter, and it's actually terrifying.
It actually
is
terrifying.
Because she almost crashes into a school bus.
No, it's a scooter, like a motorcycle scooter, not a scooter that you stand on, but like one that you sit on. And she has her kid on the back.
And she is not looking both ways.
No.
It's incredibly reckless. So
it's
comes
on like a
out,
highway.
And she comes out from behind a big regular bus and sneaks out in front of the school bus. It's really, really bad.
And it's like,
you're an asshole for doing
she
that.
She could be dead for sure.
Or like, someone else could be. She didn't look. There was no awareness. Like,
the point of these videos is to say that she's clumsy. She doesn't look where she's going. She's not, you know. Then they use her Jimmy Kimmel appearance against her.
I'm so relatable and accident prone. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm going.
Have you broken anything before?
I've broken actually toes like probably 8 or 10 times.
Really? Like all of them?
I don't know. I don't know what is wrong with me.
I'm relatable. I'm just like you. Like,
I'm
Gwen,
just
no, you're
so
not.
Wonky and clumsy.
Like, I'm so zany and unpredictable. I'm just like you. Like, okay, Gwen, whatever.
Well, but the judge doesn't let any of this in, so it doesn't matter.
But also, there are better ways to prove that she's dangerous, out of touch, and selfish.
Yeah.
Like, she's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. Just say her name.
She's like promoting disordered eating and pooping, and like people are dying from her fake. There are plenty of ways to be like, she's reckless. Her whole existence is reckless.
She sent that gay guy from her office into the Brazilian jungle to do ayahuasca that time.
Just do it yourself, you fucking herb. Like, what a narc. If you want to do it, then do it. Herb. Like,
oh, this is just...
The thing is, I used to not have an opinion on her, and then she started goofing.
I agree.
So here's what Terry is saying on the stand. And this is like all of these words where I was like, oh, interesting. Like, you know, I have a different life now. I'm a self-imposed recluse. And I'm like, well, that's it. That's the case.
Yeah.
Self-imposed. Because like, I'm confused. Are you saying he has medical brain damage, or are you saying PTSD?
But
because this all sounds like PTSD and depression.
Dr. Fong is here with the receipts. Like, she's showing us his brain scans.
Right.
Like, she's saying he had a concussion. But then, like, this is what always happens. We're going to get like Gwyneth's whole battery of doctors being like, it's not clear if he had a concussion.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's like, I'm just not having that much fun. And honestly, Gwen, you never called to check on me.
I know.
3 years. And now I had to resort to this to get attention from you. And that, see, Gwen, that's where you hold up the folder.
Totally.
That's the folder moment. So, you know, but he broke up with Carlene.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Carlene. She's a catch. Why'd you let her go?
In my choice, I wouldn't have, but I had it after 8 months. I had to tell her to leave. I said, I'm not asking her. I'm telling you, you got to leave.
You don't want someone with brain damage like me. Like, in other words, like, don't look at me. I'm hideous.
Yeah. And he's like, he's saying, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, you have to go.
Okay, bye. Like, you don't have to ask me. I'm fucking halfway
leaving.
Out the door.
I know.
You
but then,
mope.
But it is sad for Carlene, because Carlene's like, I don't know. Like, I really liked him. And like, it seemed like something could have really happened there.
Well, this doesn't make any sense to me when we learn what he was actually doing in the 3 years until the trial. So I don't know where the lie is here, but there's a lie
because
here.
She's with him for most of it. So we'll get to it.
So day four, Terry's lawyers call Gwyneth Paltrow to the stand.
Okay. And like Gwyneth, when she like stands up to be sworn in, she's like making like eyes at the court reporter. Like, she thinks she's best friends with everybody who works there.
Right.
You know what
she's
I mean?
Like, this is my chance.
I have that Academy Award, don't
you
I?
Know? So now it's like act two.
Gwyneth's story.
Then we get 10 minutes about how she's, quote, a polarizing figure. Because they say this like I should give a shit. But in 2013, she was both voted the most hated celebrity in the world by Star Magazine. And she was also on People Magazine. She was People People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman of the Year. And I'm like, right, it's all bullshit. I know that.
I know. It's also, like, those deals are made through publicists.
It's all fake.
Yeah.
Did you notice who was on the cover of that People?
No.
Amanda Knox.
No way.
And the Boston Marathon Bombers were on the cover of Gwyneth's Most Beautiful People.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, discussing what?
It's just, like, what the news was at the time.
Oh, my God, that's wild.
Yeah.
People Magazine still does the, like, the 50 hottest celebrities or whatever. Like, that's so weird that still happens.
It's so stupid.
It's so dumb. Remember that year that Nick Nolte was, like, the sexiest man alive?
I sure don't. I 100% don't.
Nick Nolte, probably, like, in 1996 or whatever, was, like, People's sexiest man
You know what
alive.
I want to say? You know who I want to be Time's Person of the Year?
Who?
The Bear.
Who's that?
The Bear. Like, we're choosing the Bear instead of men. And also
yes.
Jeremy Allen White. I'll take either bear, honestly. I'll take Carmi or I'll take the Bear in the Woods.
The Bear in the Woods. Totally.
How about that time? You have that one for free.
Oh, my God. I just can't get over how Gwyneth cannot wait to get on the stand. She can't.
Right.
It's why she's there.
But we have to talk about one more clip because it's keeping me up at night.
Please.
So she's like a bullshit lifestyle guru now,
uh-huh.
right? So there's this like red carpet clip of her where she's like,
it's interesting for me because I really don't think of myself much as a woman in Hollywood anymore. I kind of have a whole other job.
I'm not really a Hollywood type. And I'm like, Gwen, for the love of God, please stop. For the love of God. Like, your mother is Blythe Danner. Your father's a big time producer. Your ex-husband is Chris Martin from Coldplay. Your current husband is like the Ryan Murphy co-creator guy. Like, stop.
Yeah, I know.
You're never going to not be Hollywood.
Don't
fucking stand there and be like, I'm not real. You were born into Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
You're dying there.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're Hollywood.
Do you ever hear her tell the story about why she didn't smoke? Do you know why Gwyneth Paltrow didn't smoke?
Because it's stupid.
Because her dad got Madonna to write her a letter when Gwyneth was like 13 saying you shouldn't smoke, it's not cool. And so she's like, Madonna.
But she's not Hollywood and she's super relatable. she doesn't even have that fucking letter anymore.
I know, I'm
because
sure.
Because it wasn't important enough for her to keep it.
Totally.
Idiot. Regardless, she's not acting anymore is the point.
No, and she loves it. She can be home to make dinner for her kids.
She's a mother. She's a gooper. She's a wife. She has other priorities.
What would you do? Like, what would you do if, like, we found out she was a fan of TCO?
I would, like, okay. That, nothing really changes in my world. Right? Like, should anything change?
No, I'm just trying to...
She's probably not a fan anymore.
What would happen if, like, you guys got stuck in an elevator together? It's just the two of you.
I would be... perfectly.
Of course, you're the nicest
like
person in the
else.
World. Yeah.
You know?
But
like,
you would know it would have to be you to get you guys out of there.
Of course. Because,
yeah.
But she knows like, she's full of shit.
What's
That's
in
the
her
difference.
Bag? Like, what's in her bag?
Oh, like some jade face roller from Goop, something you stick up your vagina that causes cancer, that's like totally fake, some stupid animal placenta that she puts on her face. Like air and bone broth, which is her food for the week. Something that is definitely like solid gold eye patches.
Yeah. And who's she talking to on the phone?
Nobody.
Okay. Is she pretending to be talking to somebody?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think she's just completely disturbed by the whole. She's sort of like an entity. Right?
Does she exist in the like on this plane?
Her mind certainly doesn't. I mean, I think she's physically here.
Okay.
She takes up as much space as she can with all that air and bone broth and her disordered eating that she's promoting.
Uh-huh.
But other than that,
oh god!
But if it were,
I wish you would get some strong opinions. Do you know what I mean?
If we were in an elevator, I wouldn't be like that. Fucking Goop is bullshit. Like we're kind of the playing field is even.
Yeah.
In this elevator, we both instantly have to pee.
Totally.
Because we can't pee
anywhere. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now we instantly have to pee.
Oh, God.
And then we're just like,
yeah,
we're in the trenches.
And then you're in it together.
Yeah. And then I'll probably be like, she wasn't like, she didn't really hinder our escape necessarily.
Would she come and do a Patreon interview with us? Do you think? You don't think even
and
after
we don't
all
want
that? We don't.
No.
You guys don't want to share your elevator experience?
No.
Okay. Would you tell me all about it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I just don't need to like make it my life or my personality.
Because
you know
it would
I mean?
Be the only thing I would ever talk about ever again for the rest of my life.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
it. Like I have one story about the time I got stuck in the elevator with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the only story I ever tell again.
I think it would be more boring than you think it would be. I don't think it would be that. I think it's like you press the button. the bell goes off.
Yeah.
The fire department comes and you both go on your way. And you she probably, maybe I take it back. She probably called her lawyer to get the NDA, the ironclad NDA, so that you can't go home without signing.
Uh-huh.
Like Ursula wrote it. And then that's it. And then she just sort of disappears.
Right.
You're just like, what was that? Like the wind goes by and like she's gone. You're like, maybe it smells like lilacs or something.
What's your favorite song?
Enya. The whole catalog. Just
sail
on a loop.
Sail away.
Not the hits, the deep cuts. Not Coldplay.
I don't know. Oh my God. All right.
So she's changed course, which is fine. It's not 1999 anymore when she won the Oscar. Like, people are allowed to change course. She just happens to suck.
Yes, yes.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
So I also think that's weird.
I take personal offense to this.
That she like finagled her way into the obituary.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy. Travel.
Girl, Photo Booth Supply Company is a new sponsor. Can I tell you, I went to two events last month. Both of them had photo booths, and the line for the photo booths, like, it took up the entire space.
Yeah, no matter where you're going, a wedding, a party, or whatever, whenever I walk in and there's a photo booth, I'm like, oh.
Yes.
Oh.
And so the Photo Booth Supply Company is all about you owning your own photo booth so that you can have your own small business renting it out for these events. It's an incredible idea. I'm totally obsessed.
Yeah, and their top earners make over six figures a year.
Yeah, I got on the call with these guys, and they were explaining to me how this works, and it's so simple. It's so easy. We're talking weddings, parties, corporate events. They all need photo booths. You get connected to these people, you rent the booth to them, and then bada boom, bada bing, you're one of their top earners.
Exactly. So you can do it if you want a side hustle, or if you want this to be your full-time business. That's also an option.
Now, if you don't know how to start this as a business, guess what? For a limited time, Photo Booth Supply Company will give you their quick start program for free, loaded with all the resources you need to launch your business and make money this season. Look, if you're looking for a side hustle, this could totally be it.
And summer's the busiest season.
Yes, totally.
So I'd get on it.
Yeah. If you're curious how much you can make by running your own photo booth business, check out their free profit calculator at startphotobooth.com/TCO. Just go and check it out.
Yeah. That's startphotobooth.com/TCO.
Startphotobooth.com/TCO. I'm seriously considering doing this.
I think you should.
I'd be really good at this.
It's so fun to have at a party.
I know.
So Matt died on a Monday night. He was buried by Thursday. And Jordan, the son, says, and I quote, so Gwen's on the stand and she explains that it's a very important trip for her and her partner, Brad Falchuk, because they're taking their kids away together for the first time. Now, this documentary, if you noticed, is showing a photo of her and Chris Martin at a ski resort.
Oh, is that right?
So I'm like, was Chris Martin there so that it's like all the adults are there to see if the kids can mingle? Or does this documentary not know the difference
between
Chris Martin and Brad Falchuk?
That's hilarious.
Because it's literally a picture of her and Chris Martin.
Well, they're saying this is what makes her relatable to the jury, is that, like, you know, she's like a normal mom with a new boyfriend and like the adult children are all getting together and they're trying to, like, I will say, like, I was so ready to just think that she was completely an absurd joke, but she starts talking on the stand and I'm kind of like, you just sound like a normal lady.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
And I think that endears her to the jury, that she's not trying to sound like some fancy pants Hollywood type. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the thing is, like, she's just telling the same story. Like, there's no bells and whistles. Like, she's not exaggerating it because the truth is what the truth is.
Yes.
So here's what she says happened. She was skiing.
Yeah.
And two skis came between my skis, forcing my legs apart. And then there was a body pressing against me. And there was a very strange grunting noise.
Two skis came in between her skis and like sort of forced her legs apart.
You missed the part where she had to ask for her reading glasses because she's a normal person.
She's like, sorry, reading glasses. They're made of endangered tortoise shell. Or whatever.
I'm so sorry.
I'm relatable because I can't see without these, right? Am I right? So the two skis came between her skis, forcing her legs apart. And then she goes, and then there was a body pressing against me, her.
Yeah.
And there was a very strange grunting noise. And she's like, is this a stalker? Is this a perv? Is this a joke? Like, what's going on? Now, Gwen is very clear here. This was not sexual assault in any way, but it's the first place her mind went. And that's the most relatable thing she said on the stand.
And Samantha, the juror, is like, if you're having a memory of being sexually assaulted, that's a whole different thing.
Yes.
Like, you will never forget the moment of that, the trauma of that. Like Samantha can immediately relate to it.
Yeah. And she says, like, that was what I first thought, because like my legs were spread apart and then someone was on top of me.
Yes.
So, but she makes it very clear, like, that's not what this was.
Yes.
And she says, you know, someone hit me from behind and I fell. She's never changed her story. And from her telling of it, it really does sound like she was doing what she was there to do. She was minding her business skiing. You know, she wasn't gooping at the time, thank God. So everyone is safe.
Yeah.
And then she got hit. And that like, she, it's very cut and dry. And even the way she explains it, she's kind of like, this is kind of it.
Yeah.
Like, this is all I got.
You know, and that's the thing. The other thing we learned is that she's been telling the same story for 6 years. Like, from day one of this happening, she's been saying the same thing. She got hit from behind. They went down. Her story has never changed.
And we have text messages from that day to prove it. So it's at 2:29 that day. And she's texting one of her kids.
It says, I came in. That guy sort of hurt me. I'm going to get a massage at 3. Gigi is here if he wants to come.
So she's already saying, like, that guy hurt me, which is saying he bumped and he hit me.
He was the aggressor.
Right.
He was the uphill skier.
And it's very valuable because it happened in real time.
Yeah.
3 years before there was a lawsuit. She doesn't even know who that guy is.
It's
like,
funny. Like, you know, maybe the world has even changed this much just in the 6 years since this. But you would think, as a famous person, you would want to document every single second of what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, the assumption would be that some guy's going to try to fleece you for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
But I guess that sort of lends to the side of, it was kind of a nothing burger of a thing.
Yeah.
She got up, he got up, we all went on our way. Like, there kind of was no there.
And I just want to say once again, like, her story, and this is, I think, the real story, he came up behind her, got his skis wedged between her, and they fell, and it was a violent fall. So it is, and they fell on their backs, which could be how Terry got the crack in the ribs in his back.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, it can be true that Terry got a concussion from this, but he still was the one that caused the accident.
Yeah. And all jokes aside, like, if she was feeling like she needed medical attention.
Yeah.
There would have been like a helicopter there in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Well, but Natasha Richardson, right?
Yeah.
Like, she had a very similar thing. It was a ski accident where she fell and hit her head.
Yep.
And then she died like 24 hours later. Ugh. Like, people take these kinds of head injuries really seriously.
Right. And she says on the stand, like, I sympathize with Terry and everything he's been through, but I have to say, like, that wasn't my fault.
And it was very believable what she said. Like, you can tell she's not even mad at him that they're going through this trial.
Yeah.
But she has to be here to set the record straight.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, no theatrics. She's just telling a story that happened to her.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. But now, like, her team is trying to present that, like, Terry was trying to rob her from the beginning because she's a celebrity.
Well, because there's new evidence.
I mean, this is such bullshit evidence.
There's an email, because if it's all like, oh, like, Gwyneth's texts are so valuable.
Yeah.
So, like, here's the correspondence from Terry's side that day.
Yeah.
There's an email from the day of the accident from Terry to his daughters. And the subject is, I'm famous. And it's like, isn't it so cool that I had a collision with the celebrity?
Yeah.
And it's just like,
a subject line anybody would write. I would write that. Like, if I was skiing and I, like, crashed into Madonna, I'd be like, I'm famous. Like, you know what I mean?
Fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
But now Terry...
I would also be incredibly apologetic.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But instead of just saying that...
Yeah.
Terry gets on the stand and says...
On record, no, I don't deny it. I don't remember it.
But it was you, right? Just to be clear. When you say it wasn't me, it was, in fact, you.
It's the other personality that's inhabiting my body right now.
It's the other personality that's inhabiting my body right now. To which I say, Terry, I'm out.
I know.
I was trying, but I'm done now. I'm out because what the fuck are you talking about?
I know.
Is it a medical? Is it a physical injury? Is it PTSD? Is it the other? Now there's an entity that's inhabiting your body and writing emails for you.
Right.
I tried. I'm out.
And
goodbye.
It's like, are you speaking metaphorically, Terry? Or are you actually saying you are suffering from multiple personality disorder? Which I think is what he's trying to say.
Instead of that happened instantly and manifested in sending emails about how famous you are.
Yeah.
But just say that's a really unfortunate look. But like, I did think it was kind of cool. I didn't think it would turn into this, but like, this is my only brush with fame. Like, instead of just admitting that at all, he goes to, that's the other personality that's inhabiting my body.
I know. I just have, oh my God, Terry, stop talking.
Now, Speaking of talking, Craig, remember Craig, the one and only witness?
Yes.
He won't shut up either.
No, Craig is Terry's friend, the one and only witness, like you said.
And so Craig, it's like, there's like an email here, and Craig says, you cannot make this up. Gwyneth took out Terry last week. Last Saturday, her son broke his arm skiing at Park City. Okay.
Okay.
Gwyneth was staying at the Montage. Okay. She took her plane out of the $1 million airport. Okay. I wish I did know so many people. What are you saying?
What
makes me mad is that Gwyneth took Terry out and just took off. Now, this is a week later.
Yeah.
And to me, it seems like, is this where the seeds are being planted?
Uh-huh.
Like, he's so mad at Gwyneth. And what does her son's broken arm have to do with anything?
Well, and I also just wonder if you're thinking, if you're Craig and you're like the dirtbag friend, you're like, hey, sue her for $300,000. It's enough money to change your life, but she's not going
to
care.
She'll pay to make it go away.
And you know what? She does the right thing by not doing that.
And now Craig is back on the stand.
Oh my God, this is wild.
And now, because he's getting... It's his cross-examination now.
Yeah. So now it's Gwyneth's team that's cross-examining him.
And saying, like, read that email and explain, like, what the hell you mean by this.
Yeah.
And now Craig is completely flustered.
Craig, when he got on the stand a couple of days ago, said, the ski instructor, Eric, said to me, oh my God, Gwyneth Paltrow just took out your buddy.
Your buddy.
And Steve, the lawyer, Gwyneth's lawyer, is saying, I took a deposition from you, like, years ago, in which you said the opposite.
Did you once, in that deposition, say... that Eric Christensen told you that Gwyneth took Terry out?
No.
Did you say that today?
No. What I meant to say, I get dyslexic when I get nervous. No, he said that your buddy just took out Gwyneth.
Eric said to you, oh my God, your buddy just took out Gwyneth Paltrow. And he's like, that's what I meant to say. This guy lied. He lied on the stand.
Yeah.
Like, he lied on the stand. And I think this was kind of a masterful move from Gwyneth's team, that in the moment, they didn't stand up and, like, scream and yell.
Because they know it's not good.
They're making the point subtly here that what you said before was a total fucking lie.
Yeah.
You didn't get it wrong. You lied.
Yeah. And so now Eric, the ski instructor, is finally here. And he's like, okay, I was there. I turned my head for a second.
Yeah.
So he sees Terry barreling down the hill super fast. And Eric's like, I want to be clear. I didn't see the collision, but I heard Gwyneth scream.
Yes.
And then Terry kept apologizing.
Right.
He was like, I'm sorry. Now, if he was a woman, I'd be like, well, we apologize all the time. That's meaningless. But the point is that Terry is apologizing. And Terry said, according to Eric, the ski instructor, which again, it's like her friend versus his friend, whatever.
Yeah.
But according to the ski instructor, Terry allegedly says, she just appeared in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And that's the ball game, as they say.
My thing here is that if Gwyneth Paltrow was at fault here, she just would have paid whatever she had to pay. I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow is going to try to get out of paying $300,000.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And probably would have gotten to her before the trial.
Yes.
Like, I think Terry wanted her attention.
Right.
Like, somehow.
Love or hate the company, she runs a company. This is a major inconvenience for her.
Yeah, and they're getting sued left and right.
Right.
With all their horrible, dangerous shit they're selling you for thousands of dollars.
Do they have, like, stores or is it online only?
I don't know. Probably online.
Why would you know?
Why would I know? I'm assuming it's all online only.
Yeah.
But Terry, by saying, oh, she just appeared in front of me, allegedly, he puts himself as the uphill skier.
Exactly.
So now we have a bunch of experts to refute what Terry's experts said, which happens every time.
In the beginning part of this, it was like he had a concussion, he has brain damage, it's all really bad. Now her neurologist get up there and say, we can't even prove for sure that he had a concussion.
Yeah.
It actually wasn't that bad. He didn't have, like, any signs of a concussion. There was no dizziness, no nausea. No vomiting, no double vision.
Yeah. No evidence of post-traumatic brain injury in the report. Like, the complete opposite of what Terry's side is saying.
And then, like, the big reveal is that Terry gets back on the stand for his cross-examination by Gwyneth's... Now I'm saying Gwyneth. By Gwyneth's attorneys. Because his whole argument is, I was this wild, vivacious party guy.
Yep.
And then I got hit by this Oscar winner. And then now I'm a self-imposed, like, I never leave the house.
Right. Like, my life was ruined.
Yes.
And now the defense is like, funny you should say that, because they're proving that his life really wasn't all that different. His life was pretty great because Terry was traveling the world. He was skiing.
Yes.
He looks as happy as a clam. He's riding bikes. He's riding camels.
Yeah.
He was not a recluse. He was out and he was happy and he looked full of life.
Now, but the other thing is, Carlene is with him in all of these pictures.
Oh, Terry,
what
are we doing?
I'm kind of like, Carlene, are we together or are we not, girl?
Right.
But I thought, like, you guys had like that tragic breakup.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, like, when did he become the big grumpy mopey guy that we heard about? Like, Like, what is the timeline here?
The one thing that I want to say, and I don't know if it comes in here or later, but this is where I was saying Dr. Fong will eventually say, like,
it was very disheartening as a healthcare provider to see that recommendations that I provided to him as part of his ongoing recovery was turned around in a way and used against him as part of an attack.
It's what he used to love to do. Uh-huh. And I said to him, as part of your treatment, you need to, like, get back out there and go traveling.
Sure.
Yeah.
But Terry's back on the slopes.
Right. Right.
I think that's important. Yeah. Like, he's not, he's traveling the world and he's doing, like, riding camels and bike riding and like, big mountains. He's not just, like, going to the Cape for the weekend.
No, exactly.
He's not, like, sitting on a chair on the beach, just, like, relaxing and whatever. He's doing things that he could be hurt again.
But he's also not trying to hide it, because all of these pictures are pulled from his, like, publicly facing Facebook profile.
Right. So, like, 3 years went by and he realized, maybe I can get some money for this. Like, I don't think him traveling is an act.
Right.
This is the act.
No, I agree. But it is, like, the doctor is just saying, like, he might not be doing that if I hadn't told him to. And now it's, like, being used against him.
I think he was going to do it anyway.
Yeah. I mean,
that was who he was before, right?
No matter what, I think that the accident was his fault.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, now, Dr. Irving, agrees with you.
Sure.
He has an animation to show us, and this is major.
Now, before we get into the animation, I just want to say this is where we see the amount of money that Gwyneth has versus what Terry has. Because, like, these animations cost a lot of fucking money to make.
So what he did was he basically recreated the collision and gave the jurors the visual that they didn't have before.
Right.
And now, like, if I'm Terry's side, I would be like, move to strike. Like, because you're putting the idea.
You should be a lawyer. I think you should be an attorney. Yeah.
But you're putting the idea
in
their heads that this is what happened, and, like, I can't say I don't have animation of my side of
it. Well, and I wonder how the decisions are made where these things are allowed or not, because how do we know what really, because they're saying this is most likely what happened, and, like,
and now they can see it, and the jury's like, oh, well, that totally makes sense.
And I was really watching it the 15th time I watched this today, and they, like, earlier Terry was described as making really wide turns, which is kind of like an amateur move, and you see Gwyneth in this animation making normal turns, and so you see him behind her, and then, like, then she's uphill, and then he's uphill, and then, like, the way that he's skiing kind of erratically, he ends up behind her, and that's where you see the skis come through hers, and they crash over. So, like, the animation is very effective.
It is. It's very effective.
Yeah.
Because it confirms everything that Gwyneth's side was saying.
Well, but then, like, all of our talking heads are like, well, why didn't he just put together his own animation?
It's
like,
not,
girl, because he does
Hollywood royalty.
Right, exactly. Like, this was directed by Martin Scorsese, this animation.
Marty would never.
No.
Also, then we get 10 minutes. Like, the trial was held in Park City, Utah, where the resort was. And this place is filled with rich people who love to ski.
Park City didn't want to lose their celebrity status of stars coming in and participating in what it is they had to offer there at Deer Valley and Park City.
If a large jury award is rendered against a local entity, it may have some effect on the economy.
No, we can't have it here. Like, they don't want to lose their celebrity status because no one's going to go skiing anymore if Gwyneth loses this case.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're not canceling Sundance because of this shit. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Like, this doesn't have an effect on anything.
Yeah.
If anything, it'll be, this is the slope where Gwyneth got run over. Or whatever. Like, nobody cares. I promise you Sundance will be intact.
No,
the economy is fine.
But the idea is that, like, if Terry loses, maybe it's because nobody wants to, like, you know.
No, I think we all just want to go home.
I think, honestly.
I think everyone's
nobody more
just,
than Gwyneth.
Just sick of it.
Yeah. But more than that, we really want to get to Gwyneth at the very end of this thing.
Right.
It's the best part of the whole
thing. Well, we're getting there because it's March 30th.
Fam, if you think that we're done with Gwyneth's antics, we're not.
No.
We're not.
March 30th, 2023, the 8th day of the trial.
Yeah.
Act 3, the verdict. The jury deliberated for 2 whole hours. They had to decide who was responsible, and then they had to decide a percentage. Like, okay, Terry's at fault, but is it 25%? Is it 100%?
Yeah.
Guess what? 2 hours is nothing. They knew exactly what they were going to do minute they walked
two
in.
2 hours.
Was Gwyneth Paltrow at fault? No. Was Terry Sanderson at fault? Yes. Comparative fault. What percent of the fault do you assign to Terry Sanderson? 100%.
he couldn't have lost the case any harder.
No. What if they were like 110%? Just to really stick it to him.
So the jurors are like, you know what? His story just had too many holes in it.
Yeah.
And like, it couldn't have happened the way Terry said and all of the emails.
Based
and
on like Gwyneth's very relatable, fancy animation.
And also he was fine. Like he was traveling the world and with Carlene. And this is where Dr. Fong is like, well, I told him to. Like, don't weaponize it. And it's like, but I don't, like, which is it then? Is it part of his recovery or does he need the, I don't really know.
I know.
Whatever. But Gwen does some classy moves here. Gwyneth does some classy moves here because she leaves.
Yeah. Well, but wait a second.
But she wins.
She wins.
And now she's about to leave the courtroom in a way that only she can.
The thing is, oh God, this is so good. The judge is basically like, case dismissed or whatever.
Yeah.
And like he bangs his gavel. And before like... Gwyneth's lawyers really want Gwyneth to have like 5 minutes to get to leave before everybody else so she's not mobbed and hounded. So the guy's like...
But they want a photo op, too.
They want a photo.
There's a lot at play.
Yeah, everything's... It's all happening all at once, GP. So she stands up and she's walking out and everyone else like kind of knows to sit down. Like the judge has not ruled on whether or not she gets to leave, but whatever.
It's a perfectly staged photo.
It's so
because
good.
Everyone is sitting and she's the only one.
I remember watching this. I feel like I watched it live on CNN or something.
Well, it was streamed.
Yeah. So she's walking out. You think she's just going to walk out of the room, but she does. She walks right over to the plaintiff's table, puts her hand on Terry's back, leans over, whispers something into his ear. He whispers something back and then she walks out.
According to Terry.
But wait, so then he's doing a press conference and he's actually
Of course he is.
He's very touched by the fact that she touched him and gave him a moment.
Did Gwyneth Paltrow touch you as she left?
She did.
And what was your...
Her exact words, "I wish you well." Very kind of her.
That's all she said?
That's all she said.
Okay, and did you respond?
I said, "Thank you, dear."
He said, "Thank you, dear."
Riveting. Very classy move.
Yeah.
So a month later, April 29th, 2023, Gwyneth Paltrow waives Terry Sanderson's liability to pay her legal fees.
Yeah, which would have been exorbitant.
Right.
I can only imagine.
And in return, Terry's like, all right, I won't appeal.
Yeah.
Again, very classy move because she just wants this to
be over.
She's sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
Now, that said.
Yeah.
Coop is ridiculous and she's out of touch.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of it. But I have an update for you.
You have an update?
I have news for you from our dear, dear friend, Robbie Rozelle.
Oh my God. At Diva Robbie.
At Diva Robbie. He's the one who told us about the hot sauce from Love Has Won. It was really Taco Bell.
Yeah, yep.
He's got great tidbits. He's just an excellent human.
He's got great tidbits.
But no, he's got great little like facts.
Yeah.
There is a musical called Gwyneth Goes Skiing.
What? I was telling you this documentary felt like it should be a musical.
It already is. Darren Criss and Kat Cohen are doing the soundtrack.
Stop it.
Trixie Mattel is Blythe Danner, but digitally, I guess. It's very Titanic, right?
Do they like perform it live?
Leland from Drag Race did all the music.
Oh my God.
It's interactive. The audience acts as the jury. So it debuted in London in like early this year.
Oh my God.
And then for like
a very
short run, but like Gwyneth Goes Skiing is a goddamn musical.
Can we see it anywhere?
No, not right now. No.
It was based
in London.
Uh-huh.
And then
Gwyneth Goes Skiing. That is,
and it's like the trial is the musical.
Oh
not
my God!
Like, not the story of what, like the trial is the musical because the audience is the jury, so it's interactive.
Oh my God! Bring it to Broadway.
I know, or at least like do a Titanic situation,
totally
right? Because come on,
come on. Oh my God, girl, we did, what is this thing called?
It's Gwyneth versus Terry, the ski crash trial.
Fam, I gotta tell you, it's on Max, it's worth a watch.
It's only an hour.
I know, it's 3 hours if it's me, because I've watched it three times.
I love how you say, like, how many times do you normally watch these documentaries? I'm watching these things like 7 times.
I watch it one time, I get up, like the day of, I wake up at 4 a.m. and I watch both, take notes that day and walk right into the studio with you.
Bada bing, bada boom.
But like,
what is it like having a normal brain?
Well, I will say, like, if I'm able to watch it once ahead of time, like, it is more enjoyable to get to watch it and then watch it and take notes, you know? Anyway, fam, listen, if you want to hang out with us more, join us over on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Over like 450 full ad-free bonus episodes. We're going to be doing the Jinx part 2 very soon.
Absolutely.
We did Mother God, The Cult of Mother God.
Yeah, we did Quiet on Set.
Twin Flames. The Curious Case of Natalia Grace.
Yep, Lost Women of Highway 20.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
All that stuff, plus drag bingo once a month.
Yep.
What do we got coming up, girl?
Okay. Ruby Frankie from Momfluencer to Felon, that awful family vlogger who was abusing her kids.
Yes.
It's on Hulu. It's
oh
like
my
the
God.
Worst thing ever.
Is that what we're doing? doing next?
Yeah, so that's what we're doing next.
Okay, oh my God. All right, stay tuned for the trailer for that, fam. Gird your loins.
She's the worst.
And I'm assuming we got some funny and hilarious outtakes for this
one. I sure hope so. Otherwise, what the hell are we doing here?
All right, fam, we love you.
Bye, we love you.
Bye.
Gathered ropes, handcuffs. There were rolls of duct tape. The things that were clearly evidence of abuse.
You have now heard about this since the arrest of a 2 million subscriber plus YouTube mom vlogger.
You guys, in 1 year, we've gained 600,000 subscribers.
Ruby Frankie has been charged with 6 felony counts of child abuse.
If you cut one more thing in my house, I'm going to take the scissors, look at me, and I'm going to cut its head off.
Grandma, you're so mad!
Ruby Frankie built a persona of, you know, strict parenting.
Strict or sadistic?
It sounds like a horror movie.
This is a witch hunt. The devil's been after me for years.
Police department, make yourself known!
Sorry, I just got my finger caught in my jeans.
Are you okay?
Yes, sorry.
Oh my God.
Also, can I tell you something that's happening in real time right now?
Yeah.
Mike is texting me. There's a verdict in the Trump case. And he's live texting me. They're coming back in. If he's convicted of one count, he will be the first president to be convicted of a felony.
We have to stop. Can we stop for a minute?
They're back in.
Oh my God.
My
oh
heart
my God.
Is pounding.
Oh my God.
He said.
Oh, okay, I'm stopping everything.
It's funny because everyone is saying her full name because she's famous.
I don't like, but they don't even say, they say Gwyneth. They don't even say Gwyneth Paltrow. The only person who addresses her as Ms. Paltrow is her own ski instructor.
Yeah, they're saying it because she's famous.
Because she's famous.
Yeah.
It takes your breath away to see somebody that famous.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be weird to be in the courtroom with Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, she is so fucking famous.
I was talking to someone on the Hamilcast who was in the original London production of Tina.
Uh-huh.
And, like, when Tina Turner walked in.
Oh, my God.
And we were talking about how, and I think I even said it this way on the Hamilcast, where it's like, I'm not, please don't take this in the wrong way, Tina and your estate and your amazingness. But, like, she's been so famous and such a legend and such an icon for so long that she, when she comes into the room, you're kind of like, oh, she's real. And, like, that is a weird parasocial thing that we have with people who are living legends like Tina Turner was.
Yeah.
But there's a moment where you're like, there, she's just, like, sitting there with a pen.
Uh-huh.
Like, and the script of this musical about her life.
Well, like,
and, like, she's, like, a real person. Like, oh, my gosh, she just walked into the
room.
Like, she's, how'd she get here? What'd she take it? Would she be sitting in an elevator? Like, how? Like, she's Tina Turner. It doesn't make any sense that she would be so, like, tangible.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.